pigeon brain.
Oh.
They're distracted. Look at me! I'm stunning.
I swoop in so masterfully cunning.
We get rich.
I do like how that sounds.
So hard to resist.
And if it slips from your wrist.
Too bad it's from Matilda Spiker and Sponge.
And heaven forbid you might be missing some quid.
Contributions to the policeman's fund up to date, we've got no trouble with you.
How can we be of help to such devastatingly handsome representatives of Scotland Yard?
Got an official telegram for the two of you. Here you go.
Thanks, mates.
What's it say? What's it say?
It says, we're having a baby.
Give that to me. Blah, 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 parents, blah, 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 eaten by a rhino, blah, blah, blah. Oh, dear me. We are the only living relatives to an orphan child thingy named James.
Only devil, nasty puking babies.
So revolting, chicken pox and rabies.
Grab a shovel, start to dig your grave.
Just imagine a lice infested boy loafing about the house.
Not so quickly. Yes, we could refuse him, but there's no need to think how we could use him, make him sweat, and force him to behave. We'll put him to you.
He'll be our private masseuse.
Rinse properly my spider and sponge.
He'll wash all our clothes
and scrape the germ from our toes.
Rinse properly my spider.
James.
Oh, Jeff, how we've missed you!
He does come with some sort of payment, doesn't he?
A boy his age can eat his weight in food twice a day.
You'll be paid £27 a week to care for the boy.
Huzzah!
Don't you worry, he'll be taken care of. Not a worry, not that he's aware of.
He'll forget his folks are even dead.